Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Welcome back. Let's now take a look at your specific sense of receiving and what it is you can do to allow yourself to increase this powerful point of connection. Receiving with all of your senses is something that we spoke about in the very beginning of the modules. We're going to continue to open and receive in a much higher way. So the energy that you call upon to ignite your sense of receiving is critical. Receiving is very different from taking. Sometimes women will get this confused, and sometimes when women first start to give themselves permission to open up and receive, they've been so afraid of it that they go into an overcompensation energy and an entitled energy and come from a space of taking, because many times they're afraid that if they don't, that they won't get it. So we're going to be talking about receiving and how it's different from this. Receiving does take courage. Opening yourself up to the highest level of receiving and everything that's present for you takes courage. Like sensuality, it can certainly challenge us and requires us to be fully awake and engaged. There are different components to receiving. There's an emotional component to receiving, the physical component of receiving, and also the mental component of receiving. So as we go through this module, you may feel different pieces of this come up inside of you. You may have an emotional moment of receiving something, receiving a higher level of love and opportunity. The physical opportunity to receive physical contact and receive certain physical things in your life, whether it be a car or a job or an opportunity. And then the mental opportunity to receive. We're going to talk about these and how you can increase all of these different types of receiving. Receiving is not just about calling in what we want and being able to receive it. It's not just about being able to manifest something. You must also be able to fully receive it. So you can bring something into your life, but if you haven't fully received it, you are not going to be experiencing it fully. I actually invite you to really slow down and feel that, because so often in our lives, we get stuck in this phase of accumulation. More of this, all right this, all right this. When was the last time you slowed down and actually really received what it was you brought into your life? We'll talk about how you can do this in a moment. Let's first talk about what is the difference, because the energy you allow for receiving is much different than the energy that you use in taking. Let's explore this together and you can begin to feel the difference inside of yourself. Receiving energy is open, it's abundant, it's expansive, and it can also feel incredibly vulnerable, which is why subconsciously, when a woman wants something, she can move into taking energy versus receiving energy, because inside of receiving, it's very, very open and it's very vulnerable. You really are opening yourself up. And, you know, we can take this a number of different ways. Invite you right now to just feel this inside. When you are opening yourself up to receiving, there is no protection between you and the opportunity to receive at the highest levels. The energy of taking is scarcity driven. It's very much in lack, and it's also a chasing energy. So if you're afraid, if you really want something, but you're afraid you won't get it, and you're determined to go after it, you will find yourself in this energy, very much of a chasing, very, oh my gosh, there's not enough, I've got to get it now, and very scarcity driven. So pay attention to those subtle shifts in energy, because it makes all the difference. When you're chasing something, it actually runs away. When you're receiving something, you're in a beautiful, open, abundant state to allow it to come forward. So how can you begin to enhance your particular sense of receiving? I'm going to ask you some questions. And again, like I have been doing, invite you to pause the module. I also want to let you know, if you have some emotions beginning to come forward for you inside of this and inside of any point in the program, I do want to remind you that it's very, very normal. The questions that I've been asking you and will continue to ask you go fairly deep inside. We're not remaining on the surface level here. So I just invite you to trust what it is that comes forward for you and be open to receiving what that is. So answer the following questions in a journal or a notebook. Do I really listen when someone's speaking to me? Slow down and answer that. Are you really present? Do you allow yourself to receive what it is they are really saying? I'm very often asked, you know, how I'm so intuitive with clients or when I'm on the phone and even in a Q&A. I'm open to receiving what's being said far, far beyond the words, really listening from a different space inside. So answer that question. Do you allow yourself to receive what they're really saying? Number two, do you allow yourself to receive your own feelings when they arise, or do you ignore them or try to change them? This is so common, and we have all been there. If you feel something rising inside and there's a piece of you that says, oh my gosh, I don't feel like feeling that right now, or it's not okay for me to feel that, or I'm too strong or too weak, or whatever it might be that your identification is, just check in with yourself. How often are you doing that? How often are you trying to change or ignore your own deep feelings inside? In addition, do you receive messages from your body, from your physical sense, or do you ignore these? So again, you're taking a look here at the emotional, mental, and physical signs of receiving. Where are you currently? How open are you to these points of receiving right now? Go ahead and pause the module and do a quick check-in with yourself and see what surfaces. Once you've done that, please meet me back here. And again, I'll remind you, it really is important that you slow down and answer the questions that are here for you. I know it's very, very exciting to go on to the next thing, but in that point, you're actually closing your sense of receiving. So if for any reason at all you didn't answer the questions prior, I invite you to slow down, to go back, to receive what's there for you, and then go ahead and meet me back here. So where is it in your life that you require more receiving? In what areas of your life are you prepared? And you might say, I don't know if I'm prepared or not. Don't worry about feeling like you have to do something about it. Just feel. As I read these to you, which one feels like, wow, yeah, I'd like some more of that, please. In your relationship with your spouse, in your relationship with your children, in your relationship with money, is it pleasure that you're looking at receiving more of? Maybe it's self-worth. This is by no means limited, this list. This is an opportunity for you to see which one of these speak to you and go ahead and circle it. What areas of your life are you prepared to receive more fully? And by all means, if something else comes forward for you, you can go ahead and make a note in your template and jot that down as well. The one shift that will change your perception of receiving forever. This is something that maybe you've caught when you've heard me speak, or maybe not. It's made a huge difference inside my life, and I'm so excited to share it with you. Gifting versus giving. Think about how you currently expend your energy, and do you always feel like you're giving? I have got to tell you, oh my gosh, this is a total confession. I, in the past, got so stuck inside of martyr energy. And I think this is something that's so easy for us to fall into. You know, so many women want to do a good job and they get caught in. We all get caught in the good and the bad, the right and the wrong. And this feeling of overcompensating and wanting to please everybody else. And I was raised with this mentality, as was my mother, of you do everything for everybody else. And then it gets to a point where it's like, when is it my turn? You know, I'm doing this for you. And what about me? And this giving energy can be a classic sign of overcompensating. So what I started to do was shift out the word giving and the energy of giving in my life at all. And I started to use the word gifting instead of give. And I invite you to begin right away to use the word gifting instead of giving and feel the energy inside. What's so gorgeous about this is it puts you in immediate receiving energy. When you come from a space of gifting, you are in a receiving space. When you come from a space of giving, you're in more of an expectation space. So feel into this. It's extraordinary. As you feel into that, I actually invite you to start to feel into some situations where you might have been doing this, where you might have been in an energy of giving rather than in an energy of gifting. And we'll talk about this more throughout the program. Go ahead and feel into that, answer those questions from prior, and I will meet you back here as we step into you increasing your capacity to receive through another means.